The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Phew! This garage is so dusty. Would you remind me why I offered to help with this project? And just how many years has it been since you've actually seen this countertop?
Well, the reason is because we're now applying the same principle we use inside the house. If we haven't used or looked at something in over a year, we probably don't really need to keep it. And I did say I would cheerfully help peel 50 pounds of apples for this new apple butter recipe you want to try.
I have to admit, this is interesting. Sort of like an archaeological dig. Look at all these empty glass jars. Remember when we found them scattered about the bushes when we moved here? They're still the same empty jars, just in a new place. I'll give them a bath in the kitchen. Oh, maybe the garden hose first. We'll need a box to put them in.
That's a good idea. Maybe we can use them for that apple butter you want to make.
I don't know. It might result in you just having extra space to store something else here. Now, where did I see some cardboard boxes?
Well, there's that big pile over by the garage door. Maybe one of them will work.
Good idea. I'll check. I don't know about using these boxes. They're already full. Wait, did he even hear that? Maybe I should just take a look at all this stuff first and do some quick sorting.
Hey, did I hear you say these boxes are already full? I wonder what's in them.
So much for buried treasure. It looks like we've discovered a bunch of, let's see, furniture polish, dusting spray, hairspray. What are all these doing in the garage?
Well, don't you remember when we first moved here, before we became an everyday environmentalist?
Talk about a trip back in time. I don't think I've even thought about using hairspray in the last 5 years, and I think the last time I used this foot powder spray was in college.
You know, it wasn't all that long ago that using these aerosol spray cans was all we knew. You know, then we learned about most of them contain chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, pretty nasty stuff. We see cans in the store all the time. I wonder if they still contain CFCs.
Some probably still do, though a lot of countries signed an agreement to phase out the use of CFCs over the next decade. Because when they're released into the air, they contribute to the depletion of the ozone layer. A lot of products now use liquefied petroleum gas instead.
We should just take a look at all those cans in the store and see whether they have CFCs or some alternative. But I am glad as everyday environmentalists, we're now using more natural items for cleaning, like baking soda and vinegar and so forth.
So am I. We better call the recycle center and see if they'll take these cans. We certainly don't want to just put them in the trash.
Use alternatives to aerosol cans, such as pump sprays. Check the cans you already have and make sure they're CFC-free. And dispose of those that do contain CFCs at your local hazardous waste site. Avoid contributing to the depletion of the ozone layer.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.